Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Mchala Engineer. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Say hi to your neighbor. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Some people seem to have a gift of exaggeration. All right? Now, like what Brian shared. I don't remember. We're telling him anything that deserved, I don't remember anything. Anyway, maybe it's because I don't remember. Or it is just one statement you make, and it's a big deal to what? Someone. Hallelujah. Okay? Just like, what God does at times. He tells you something very small. A dream, but it's like the year can end without any other info from heaven. Glory be to God. God is good. God is what? God is good. Good to see Alan. It's been a long time. Alan has been missing in action. Yeah. Hallelujah. So give Alan a big hand clap. Glory be to God. We are very few. We are a small church, so we know each other. We know when someone is, hasn't been around in quite a bit. Or hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. Worship team, thank you so much. Thank you for ministering unto us. Yeah, please endeavor to come on Sunday. All right? Endeavor to do what? Come on Sunday. And the plan, my plan, I don't know what Joan was about it, is to have even all the kids here. All right? So all the kids will also be here because it is going to be mostly singing. Glory be to God. If they get tired of singing, they can see it. Amen? Hallelujah. But also it is to give an opportunity to the teachers, Joan, Olivia, Olive, to also be here. Glory be to God. Amen? It's a special Sunday. Glory be to God. Juliana said amen. Yeah, it's a special what? Sunday, and no one in LAT, especially if you've been around for quite some bit, should miss it. All right? You miss it just because of laziness. You might hear what happened and you regret. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Engineer, it's okay. It's like, but why don't you say everything? Hallelujah. Even God doesn't say what? God doesn't say everything. Hallelujah. Amen. It is women, ladies who try to outdo God by saying everything or by wanting their good friends to say everything, which never happens. Amen. It never happens because God has also never what? Never done it. Amen. So glory, you can't do what? Outdo God. Hallelujah. And you can't force Mr. Kulubia to outdo God, to say everything. What happened? Tell me it's impossible, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Last week we talked about the fact that God will perform his word. God will do what? Perform his word, his promised word. Amen? He will do what? He will perform his word. Specifically, what he's telling us that he will perform is the word he promised you. Okay? God will do what? Will perform his word. And the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 11, Jeremiah writes and says that, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Jeremiah, what? What do you see? Okay? Glory be to God. This reminds me of when I was in the States for school, I made a friend, and he's called Jeremiah. Okay, so my last day in the States, I spent the night at his place, or the last two nights, because where I was renting, okay, the month had ended, all right, and I think I was flying out of the country, like on third, the following day. And this Ugandan I was staying in his house and I was paying him rent. And we are friends, eh? And the Ugandan, you know, we used to jazz, you know, with his wife, okay? So, but now he wanted me to pay for what? The three extra days. And he was right, eh? And he was right. He was like, you pay 30th? And then if you're going to, you understand, eh? He was right, but I really felt like it wasn't right. Eh? Like your friend, Ugandan, you jazz, eh? Now a guy wants what? You to pay for three more days. You understand? Eh? And I needed, and I had that money, but I needed what? Keep it a bit, because I was coming back to Africa. So I was like, why? Yeah. I was like, you know. So, Jeremiah is like, come to my apartment, you know. Okay, because he liked me so much. I used to tell him the things of the Lord, you know. Eh? I got him to, anyway, a lot of things. So, yeah, now the last night, or the morning of the second last night, he wakes up with a dream, eh? Which I've shared here. Eh? Okay. So he wakes up with a dream and he says that, I had a dream last night. Okay? And so in the dream, okay, in his dream, he says that I was with him and his pastor. All right? Who was once my pastor and Flora's pastor. He was called Pastor Woods. Pastor what? Woods. Do you know what woods mean? Pastor what? You say it in Luganda. Pastor what? Pastor Mbao. Hallelujah. Okay? Like, you know stones? You know stones? The footballer, stones, Mainja. And so, I was with him and his pastor. Then he says that he turned to his pastor and told him that, Pastor Woods, you're going to become rich because I'm going to become rich. Okay? Pastor Woods, you're going to become rich because I, Jeremiah, am going to become rich. Okay? Then he says, at that moment, I call him and he says that, Jeremiah. Okay, so that is what has what prompted this story. Okay, I call him Jeremiah. Then I told him some words. I told him something in a language that he doesn't know. All right, and the dream ended. Glory be to God. The dream did what? It ended. So he wakes up in the morning and he tells me the dream and the words I had said. Okay, which he didn't know the language, but he could remember the words properly. Then he tells me, now, I believe that is your language in Africa. Because you're an African and it's you who spoke to me in a language, me as an American, like, you know. I don't know. So it means, so what do those words mean? I tell him, I don't know. At least in Uganda, there's no, I don't know any language with those what? Words. So he was very disappointed. So in the day, I think he meets Flora or he calls her. Okay? Because we are from the same what? Country. So he says that Moses told me these words in the dream. So that language must be your language in what? In Africa. In Uganda. Africa. Okay? So please tell me, what do these words mean? Flora gives the same response. I don't know. Okay? Then, during the day, she goes for a certain, like a kind of party, get together of some of his other friends, okay? At someone's home. Then when we link up in the evening or at night, he tells me that why he was there. Now, we had a friend, he was like Jewish, and his father was Jewish, but he was staying in, but anyway, he had migrated to Brazil, and from Brazil, he had come to America with his wife. So now, anyway, this girl was called Jesse. Okay, so anyway, he's at Jesse's place, and Jesse's mother is there. Okay, so, out of the blue, okay, you know your partying, eh? Then a thought just came to him to ask this old what lady from Brazil what this word mean. Eh? So he asked her, you know, mom, you know, then he spoke the word. And the lady didn't even like have to say it again. No, eh? She just said those words mean count your money. Glory be to God. Okay? Count your what? Money. And now you can see it makes sense. Eh? Okay? He tells the pastor, Pastor Mbao, alright? You're going to become rich, okay? Because I'm going to become rich. Okay, then in the dream, I call him and I tell him that, Jeremiah, count your money. Glory be to God. And by the way, usually he updates us. He's an architect. He updates us of some contracts he has won. He's making the dime now. Glory be to God. He's making what? He's making the dime. Hallelujah. All right. So the pastor was going to become rich because a congregant, okay, a sheep, was going to become what? Rich. Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. A pastor, you know, if you have a rich, if the people in your congregation are well to do, it's not wrong for you to live at, you know, some, you understand, eh? A high, you know, like you, where you work, okay, how much you're paid really depends on how much the company, its budget. Do you understand? If you work in a supermarket, most probably you'll be paid on how big the supermarket is. You understand? If you're working in a hospital, okay, the chaps in Nakasero definitely earn more, okay, than the fellows in Katalemwa Medical Center. Do you understand? If you're a teacher, okay, and you are in UPE school in Bukoma Nsimbi, most probably, definitely, you're not going to earn as much as a teacher in a private school like Kaboja. Do you understand? Eh? So what is in the secular world is the same. Eh? Okay? So anyway, there has to be that understanding. Eh? Glory be to God. Yeah. I mean, you have billionaires in a church, and then the pastor has no car, something is wrong. It's just even stupid. It's ridiculous. How? You know, how? You know, eh? Yeah, so glory be to God. So God tells Jeremiah, what do you what? What do you see? And what did Jeremiah say? I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. I think it is which say that I am watching over my word to perform it. Glory be to God. We said last Sunday that how seeing an almond tree, its interpretation becomes, I'm watching over my word. It's because the word for almond in Hebrew, I think it is the same. It is either the same or it sounds like the word for what? To watch. Glory be to God. So God tells him, I'm watching over my word to fulfill it, to perform it. Glory be to God. And that essentially is what we encourage ourselves with last Sunday. Hallelujah. Okay, the promise the Lord gave you, amen? Unless the Lord tells you that katie cho chite. Huh? Okay? Chite, either you... Anyway, unless he tells you, leave that one alone. It's expired. Okay, you messed it up, whatever. Or some human being connived with a devil and they messed up that. You understand it? Unless the Lord tells you that, please keep holding on. Glory be to God. God is watching over his what? His word to perform it. Hallelujah. And the examples, or 99% of the examples we used had to do with me and LAT. Okay? What God's plans, the plans God has revealed concerning LAT. Glory be to God. And I showed you that, God said these things and he will do what? Fulfill them. Okay? The times when I thought maybe, you know, I'd messed up, God came to us or he came to me and said, no, you're still on what? On track. Hallelujah. Amen. And in a sense, as we talked about that and used the examples I used, you could see in a sense it was like a prophetic history of LAT. Hallelujah. A prophetic history of LAT. The things God has told us that will happen amongst us. Glory be to God. I understand that some people wanted the recording of the someone and they were told that it is unavailable. Okay? It is unavailable because it is out of stock. Hallelujah. Out of stock. Order Zabadechi. Zabade Ninji. Like woods, like, you know, like many woods. Hallelujah. Anyway, I thought we shouldn't put that message on the website because, yeah, we don't want, yeah, there's no reason to, anyway, yeah, so glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you should have what I said in your what? In your heads. Glory be to God. So it was a kind of a protect, you know, you can preach a message and God hits two birds with one stone. Hallelujah. Two birds with how many stones? With one stone. Quiz. Two birds with how many stones? One. Okay. Stones is a soccer player. And I and Quiz are what? Soccer fans. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I might be more of a buddy with him than his father. Glory be to God. Because for us, when we meet, we don't talk about, as in, be serious, what? For us, talk about stones, Man City, Kati, Mwaguzani, you know, Gabriel, Jesus, those things. Okay? Okay? Mariam, do you know Gabriel Jesus? Okay. Amen? You see, the husbands don't say everything. That man should teach you who Gabriel Jesus is. Hallelujah. Yes, so it was really a prophetic history, as we also address the most important thing God had for us, that they're keeping the promises of God. Rather that he will keep his what? Promises. God is faithful. God is faithful. Okay? And once in a while, it's good to rehearse what God has done in the past. Okay? Or even to talk about what he has said he will do, even when he hasn't what? Yeah. Glory be to God. There's a way in which if you've been depressed, and you just meet a person, then somehow the KBA goes to those things, and then you be, this way man in which you realize, man, this was God. Like, some time ago, I think it was on Friday, I think it was, I met a guy at my kid's school, and then somehow he told me he has an apartment in Lubowa. I was like, wow, Lubowa. Ha. I was like, hey, ha, yeah. I was like, now you've what? I told him, I told him my dream house of war. Then I told him, in fact, that day when I had my dream, there's a friend of mine, he's called Dennis Mujimba. Do you know him? He's like, yes, I know him. He had those, you understand? Man, just a 1 minute thing, and after that I was cheered up. And that was God. Glory be to God. The times when even a song won't do what? We noimba kayimba ko, but for that God is like, no. How I'm going to refresh you, to encourage you, is not by song. I'm just going to get you to meet someone. As you're jazzing, something will come up and you'll be like, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it is very important, to rehearse those things. Glory be to God. What God has done, what he promised he will do. Glory be to God. Very important. In fact, for the Jews and for us who read the Jewish book, holy book, okay, we are commanded. There's a command. There's a what? There's another commandment which you're supposed to keep. But no one talks about it. The commandment to rehearse, what God has done. Glory be to God. Okay, God is a historian. God is a what? He's a historian. He's both a scientist and a what? And an artist. Very good. Hallelujah. Yeah, anyway, hallelujah. Yes, it's a command, by the way. But you go to heaven if you don't keep it. But it's for your own good that you what? You keep it. Amen? Psalm 78, from verse 1. It says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Okay, so this is the person who wrote the psalm. It's called Asaph. Okay, he says that, give ear, O my people, to my law. All right? Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I'll open my mouth in a parable. I'll utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known. And our fathers have done what? Told us. So he's saying, I'll utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known. Okay, to be many, we know this thing. But he's like, I'll still say them. Glory be to God. I'll still do what? Yeah, this nonsense of when the president is going to give an address and say, but the things he's going to talk about, the same things. Just tell us about Ufronansa, Mozambique, the Bush War, same things. Okay? You had better be careful when you say what? So you're actually being what? Foolish. At least just say, I don't want to listen to him. But don't say that he's saying the same old things. Okay? It is because, anyway, it's important. Okay? The past is important. History is important. Okay? Juliana has a saying that those who don't know history are bound to repeat it. Like those who don't know the bad thing that happened, you understand? You're bound to what? And sometimes the way you get to really know them is by hearing them over and over again. Glory be to God. Okay? Very important. Eh? Very what? Yes, I was told that there's a group of young people, a group of young who, for them, they were saying, we have never seen war. We want war. They just tell us, those guys who are around in 86, they tell us there was war, but now it's war. Now you see, this is why they're saying stupid things like that. It's because somehow they haven't, either, anyway, history is not a big deal to them. But if your mother sits you down, you understand? Whoa! I was very young, in 86, very young. But you young people, have you heard of a thing called Panda Gari? Eh? So, Muslim history, Panda Gari. It's a Swahili, yeah? Uh-huh. This is a Swahili woman. It means what?
Get
on. Panda Gari, as in, climb the what? E. Man, they would come home, your father, you know, they wanted men. I think they were looking for Abayekela. Panda, my friend, I was a kid, but it was, you would think they are looking for you. Nimtura ku veranda home now, all out, man, then guys come as in, fierce fellows, man. As a kid, man, you are like, you understand? Then guys will hide in the ceiling, you know, those things are very bad. Some fellows were taken never to be seen again. Never to be what? Yeah, glory be to God. So this guy, Asaph, is saying, I'll open my mouth in a parable. I'll utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. All right? We will not hide what has been done in the past, what has happened in the past. We shall not hide them from what? Their children, our children. We shall tell them. Glory be to God. Telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob. What does that mean? And appointed a law in Israel. Okay, what law? He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Abanaba mwe, mubabu ile waje mwava. Glory be to God. Gamba twava wala, we came from far. You understand? Tell your kids, you know, the things, you know, there are some kids in this church who I see, and sometimes I look at them and I'm, you know, and I tell sometimes parents that these kids don't know that they are living a very prosperous life. They don't know. Because they were born into it. Okay? They don't know what their neighbor man, they were kids. You understand? Like, do you understand? Okay, so in a sense, such kids, there's something they don't appreciate. They don't understand, they might not really understand the goodness of God. Glory be to God. The goodness of God. They might not appreciate when they just have two cars. When they don't know that once upon a time, Jetwava, do you understand? You know, this business of cakes, this cake thing is a recent thing where cakes are all over the place. Where now, cakes are not a big deal. When you get a cake, yeah, you understand? So and so bakes. You can even just go to a shop and yeah, get a cake. There was a day man, eh? And recent past, recently, when cakes were, my goodness, families which used to eat cakes. Rice, omchele. Do you understand? Okay, so when you tell kids these things, eh, they might say, man, God, you're good. God, you're good, man. Then all of a sudden, the kid will thank God for you. Thank you for giving me this mother. Go now, she has a dime for this father. Go now, if it had been another mother, another father, I could be living what? That life. Glory be to God. Amen? Very, very what? Important. Very, very what? Important. Hallelujah. Amen? Very important. So, there's a commandment here to teach, to make known to the children, the generation to come, okay, that they might know them. Okay, the children will be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children. So, it should be a generational thing. Amen? Okay? Verse 7, that they may set their hope in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. You rehearse history. Okay? The great thing God has done. Okay? Mkama biyakuisa mu. And it will help you, okay, to set your hope, okay, in God. Okay? Okay, that God is faithful. What he told me, he'll do it. Okay, just like, you know, he fulfilled their things, he did for me their thing. Your hope will be in God. Okay, before you slip away, okay, into other things, man. Remember, when you have a ton, just what? Verses. Then you get in trouble. Okay? Rehearse history so that, okay, verse 7, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Very important. Mwine, do you like history? Huh? You're not shaking. Bulungi. Hallelujah. I told you once upon a time I got 7% in history. I think it was senior for first term. 7%. I told you. Sam, you remember? And the teacher, the guy wrote what? 0/7 out of 100 on my report. And in those days, for each subject, okay, yeah, they would put the position that you got in that particular one, subject, before they put the overall position. Alright, so they write it there also. So the guy wrote 0/7 out of 100, position 53 out of 53. In that stream, 4B, 3B, we are 53. Hallelujah. Okay? But, yeah. But there's a big-time doctor in town. Big-time doctor in town. He was in smack. Then they chased him. Anyway, they told him, please don't come back to smack. Jisubi. Don't put your choice here. We don't want, because it was like a thug, you know. So, he batted and went to Budo. So the big time one, doctor in town, I introduced him to Sam one day. Be, you know, eh? Now he has built his hospitals on some road. This guy, once upon a time, he was the last in class. I think it was senior three first term. You okay? I landed on his report. He had come back the following term with his what? Report. Then I think he had, for, yeah, he fell somewhere. Then, bah, what? So, a pink thing, eh? And reports, that's why I picked the thing. Open you. I see KP, eh? His name, you know? You. I was excited because he was a stubborn, you know, a very cheeky, you know. So I'm like, ha! Well, look at the guy's report position. He had been the last in there. I went for him with his report. I told him, man, I picked your what? Your report, it's here. Guy looked at me because he knew definitely I had what? And he told me, please don't tell anyone. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you see, yeah, okay. Young kids, eh? Okay, don't get discouraged. Eh? Amen. When things are tight, one time things go bad. Amen. You can still make it. Okay? Set your hope in what? In God. I've given you history. There's a guy who's a doctor, big time doctor. Recently I heard he told chaps. I was with my hobbies from med school. He told them, some chaps, that he has, I think, money to pay his employees, I think, like, for the next, like, did he say 6 years or something like that? The dime is there. Okay? He made money in COVID. Eh? All right? Anyway, you understand? So, set your hope in God. Hallelujah. Don't what? Towanka wanka. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So history is important, amen? And rehearse it. Rehearse it. Glory be to God. Very, very important. Very what? Before you start going around and saying stupid things about your wife, eh? To your in-laws, eh? Remember, eh? As in, you had some great times. You understand? And this one thing, it is just 2%, or you know, like the bad stuff. You know, first sit down, how the romance began, and say, oh, anyway, but she has messed me up on this one, but she's a good one. She's good. She's good. She's good. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Or even your husband. Before you what? And women, for them it is easier for them to unleash their stuff. Eh? You know? Probably. Men usually want those things to remain in the house. But women, you know, jazz. Eh? So for them even things which are embarrassing. Eh? Boba be ogera like what? As in, please don't do that. Eh? Those things which you're saying might even cause the guy to go further from you. Because Kati, people know his jazz. You understand? Eh? So now he becomes, you know, very rare. You understand? Eh? He leaves. Because Kati will go to Nuria, he say, Kati, this one knows my, you know, they all know. Men are not like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, rehearse the history of your relationship. Glory be to God. God has been good. If money disappears for a bit, okay, remember the times when what? You went to Chili's. Chili's. There was a famous place in Tipsy. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Andrew, whoever I jazz with Andrew, glory be to God. Hallelujah. By the way, I'm telling you very serious things. I'm telling you very what? serious things. Okay? That history, it will help you to set your hope in God. I know that, yes, God will take us through this. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So, even us, as a church, it is those things that God has done in the past for us. It is a prophetic history, the things God has said. Okay? And they haven't come to pass. Eh? Not like, I for one, it is those things that what? Keep me hopeful and keep me stable. Okay? Keep me unshakable. Hallelujah. Things happen in this church. Eh? All right? You know, eh? Great friends or people you have established great relationships with live without even telling you, man. Some people's numbers get blocked, and you're like, Katy, blocked. Just because you have left the church and then you block. That's your friends. You have a history together. Eh? You don't do that. Eh? There's someone who say that when you leave a place, eh? Make sure what? Eh? There's something about that door. Eh? You know, don't slam the door because one day you might need that door again. You know. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you know, things to do with finances, eh? Okay? They keep you as a wood, mahogany. Eh? My what? Mahogany. Okay? Recently, I was at Nigeria Hospital. I taken my child there to an OBO, you know? Yeah. Then and in my assessment, as a former doctor, the child didn't need to go to hospital. Okay? First of all, they called me from school. What? Pastor, I'm single. Yeah. Now what? Yeah, what? You know, blood sugar, but what? Some. I was like, but how can that be? Blood sugar. I know how sugar is made in the body. So, but anyway, what? You know, come quickly. What? I'm like, okay, I'm coming. Then as I'm going there, like, now what we have decided to do is to what? Drive the kid ourselves. Because I told them the hospital to take the child. Because we don't want to waste time, you know. So that day I was at home with the kid's mother. All right. My wife. So I tell her, but ideally, I wouldn't, like me, I am not so good at reporting stuff which, I know something has happened, like in the family, something bad, and you're supposed to tell people. And I'm, because I know how, especially when to do with sickness, I know how what? Non-medics, you know, respond. So anyway, but I was like, for this, I might get in trouble if you don't what? Report. Okay, you might get what? 0.7 out of 100. So I told her, yeah, as I walked to the car, but meanwhile, instructions are coming from behind there. Make sure of it. I was like, these are the things. Okay, but thank God I was going alone. And so I get there. Anyway, so I get there. I get the door, okay, you know. Then he gets the history, you know, what's happened. And he's like, but I don't believe these tests. I said, what even mean? One hour a day, uchapati could break time. How would you say that 30 minutes later, blood, sugar is it? I was like, even me, I don't want. Hey, okay, but let's run the test. What? So he runs him. And he's like, but I don't see anything wrong. And I don't think we should give the child anything. I was like, even, yeah. But I told him, but now, please, let's do PR. You know, the kid's mother is what? Because now, write something. Because for me, I'll get there, then they'll ask me things. You what? Write, sir. He wasn't going to write anything. Actually, the man, you know, whatever. I won't say his name, you know. But just write something. All right? Then I told him, don't you remember you yourself, you told me how at your home, they tell you that what? You treat other people's children, but you don't treat yours. What? I mean, the kids, you treat other people's children? I told him. Then he wrote something, really nothing. You know, you know. Then anyway, then I asked him that, do I know your wife? Because I know the wife, which is saved. Okay, saved and, you know. Hasn't she ever, been on your case to take the kids to some school? Then the guy say, me, I am like that. He said, I'm like this. I'm like a wall. Is that me? And guys, him also, he can speak with, so I'm like arrogant. Me, I'm like that. They've never tried, but I'm like that. And so, yeah. Okay, and so these things, the prophetic history, the things God has said about us, are the ones which, okay, will keep me like how? Mahogany, like a wall, Yeah, ideally you're supposed to break down the what, kubanduru, but you're like, but God said. Hallelujah. God said. Okay? God said. And then you get hope. Glory be to God. Okay? Hope in God. Hope that you will fulfill his word. Hope that you will fulfill his what? Promises. Okay? But as you know, yeah, God gives you a promise, but almost for each one of them, okay, for most of them, contradictions come. Contradictions. I don't know why your husband is still laughing. Okay? If you continue to laugh, I'll tell a story which will make you stop laughing. And your wife will laugh. Hallelujah. Contradictions. Contradictions. And if you got born again yesterday, let me tell you something which will help you. Okay? Contradictions are part of what? The package. And very often, God won't tell you that those contradictions are going to happen. But he expects you to have a pastor. To have an old pastor. Not a young pastor. Who hasn't, you know, done some years on this earth. You tell an old pastor who will tell you, yeah. Now who are history. I had a friend. 30 years ago, God told him this, and he went through the same thing like you. So, young man, be what? Be steady. Do you understand? Contradictions come. You know, God takes Israel or the children of Israel out of Egypt. Okay? To the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Prosperity plus plus. Okay? But there's something God didn't tell them. But he knew, you see, I told you God doesn't say everything. Even some important things he doesn't. Very important things he doesn't. He just gives you. Okay? Small, small. God knew there was a wilderness, man. Wilderness. With snakes, scorpions. Water is rare. Ne jemgendo kuita. Man, guys reached along the journey. Prosperity. Lubowa. Man. First go via Katanga. Watch your life. But This is not it. I'm going back to what? Yeah, it's always there are contradictions. They are part of the package. Please remember that they are part of the what? Package. They are part of it. They are part of it. Now, I'm not saying all the promises, but most of them. Most of what? Most of them. It's part of the package. And it's for your own good, by the way. Okay? God is not a sadist. Eh? He doesn't delight in the pain of his children. But he knows it's good for them. And by the way, it helps you, if you go through it well, it helps you to remain in the promised land. Because it's training. Eh? Training so that when you get in the promised land, you don't mess yourself up. You're there, you've cried to God for a wife. Then God gives you a promise. You know, gives you even a name in a dream. And a very clear promise. Alright? Okay? Then, man. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. As in, contradiction. You thought it was going to happen next year. Okay? But some of the things you go through that time is so that when the woman comes, the promised woman, you don't do stupid things to get the woman running. You understand? Because first of all, you so appreciate her. Say, man, this is Isaac. My Isaac. You remember that kid was born after a long time at 90? Precious kid. Okay, in medicine, in obstetrics, such kids are called precious baby. Okay? Like when a woman hasn't, maybe she hasn't given birth for ages, then at a later stage, she conceives. Okay? Doctors call that a precious baby. So antenatal care, man, that key, the mother, the way they're taken care of, because they're like this one, man, we can't afford anything to go wrong. Precious baby. All right? Yeah, so the things you go through in the wilderness, some of them are to help you not to mess yourself up when you finally achieve what the Lord promised. Glory be to God. And if you know that, you embrace your wildernesses. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, it's not easy to embrace them. But God would want you to do so. Okay? Hallelujah. Contradiction. Psalm 89, verse 1 to 3. I will sing of the mercies of God, of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your what? Faithfulness to all generations. For I, the writer, I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. Okay, then now, God is speaking in verse 3, says, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. What has he sworn? What has he promised? Your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Glory be to God. There will never be elections. You will never be voted out. Your family, ekintu kyamwe, ekintu kyabani, kyamwe, dynasty. God says forever. Hallelujah. Now let's jump quickly to verse 19. Verse 19 says, okay, that at that time, okay, you God spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I'll beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. Wonderful promises, isn't it? But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also, I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the waters. He's talking about dominion. Amen. Verse 26, he shall cry to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn. And what does that mean? The highest of the kings of the earth. Man, this is wonderful. Eh? My mercy I'll keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Why? Because I'm faithful. Once I have sworn, I've made an oath, okay? Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I will not lie to David. I will not alter the word that has gone out of what? My lips. I have sworn I will do this. Okay? Verse 38 comes the what? Contradiction. Glory be to God. He says, but you, now the writer said, but you, God, you have cast off, okay? You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. Now, this is a lie. God doesn't renounce, amen? It's a lie. He said, I will keep my covenant. But because things, man, the total opposite is happening. The guy says, God, you have renounced your covenant. Okay? And it happens to most of us. Eh? Things go the other side, and you're like, Mkama, Achivudem, he set me up for failure. He set me up to be embarrassed. My whole family knew that dream. Because I remember on a certain function, I told people. On my graduation, I told people that God told me, he's going to do this for me after university. God, what I proclaim, no, ndimulokole, family yange, sibalokole, ne, ku graduation party yange, nabagamba, mugenda kulabani, my God. Hallelujah. Now it is year four, post-graduation party. Nothing. Zikale mkama once father. Mkama wakolashi. You know, I remember the story of some guy who were on campus with him, but I think he was doing education or something like that. Eh? Okay? So I was told that on his graduation party, you know, he was saved and was preaching places, you know, very, you know, and wanted this thing of full time. After campus, not looking for a job. Full time ministry, like they call it. So I was told that on his grad, okay, party, parents are there, they've organized for him a party, you know. Now when it was his time to give a speech, he assured them, I'm not going to look for you, I'm not going to work. Then he said, If you want to kill me, kill me now. Kill me. Imagine a party. Okay. You can show there are things that you're not going to look for a job. That can pass. But kill me now. If you want to kill me now. Some guy, you should be, hey, kill me now. Do you know you've just killed the party now? Told the father, if you want to kill me now. So you can see, Bambi, I don't know, it was, well, I guess age was, you understand? Eh? Hallelujah, kill me now. And now your wedding, for example, you start to tell your mother, if you want to kill me now. Because, yeah, so, and so, contradiction. The guy says, you have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He's a reproach to his neighbors. Okay? The girl was supposed to be the greatest of the kings of the world. A reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword and have not sustained him in the battle. You have made his glory cease and cast his throne down to the ground. Contra what? Diction. Okay. Contradiction. But God, because he had sworn, he had made an oath, God was like, I will keep my word. Okay, my covenant, I will not what? I will not break. Glory be to God. Okay? And we see that in Luke 1:31, okay? The angel appears to Mary and tells her what? That behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. Okay? And of his kingdom, the Bible says, there shall be no what? End. Fulfilling what we have read in Psalm 89. Glory be to God. But contradictions had made the guy tell God, you have renounced your covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. Maturity is such, one of the things about maturity is like you learn not to judge God's position about something, okay? In this case, about a promise. You don't judge it by what you see in the what? Nature. You don't judge that man, you know, chifu, you understand? Because things are not happening as what you thought or as God told you. Hallelujah. All right? Sometimes there's time. There's what? Time. Something called time. Time. Time, time, time. That word, time. Eh? And for some things, more time than others. And I warn you, by the way, I'll do what? Warn you, or I'll forewarn you. For those of you who have got to march, you're ready to obey him, you're willing, you know. You see, so anyway, as when you decide to walk with God, he'll tell you things to do, and you'll do them. Then he also will tell you things he's going to do for you. And next week you will do them, no wilderness, you know, no nothing. Okay, but the good news is, as you're faithful, okay, in working with him, in keeping his word, and you rejoice for the great things he has done for you, okay, a time will come when some of the things he tells you he's going to do for you, the process, okay, will get harder. To get what? Harder. You understand? Things will get tighter. You know, eh? And because he's dealing with a mature, you understand? Someone who knows his faithful. You know, God didn't tell Abraham on day one of their walk together that sacrifice your son. That was a big thing, man. And by the way, he has never, in the Bible, he has never told that thing to anyone since then. That was a big, but Abraham had walked with God for years. Years. But that was the first thing God what? Who told him to do. It's your child, Chaba senior. Quiz, you know the seniors. Cutting up a stones out. Stones, seniors. What do you mean to be a senior? Hallelujah. Baby, a senior, and you know, eh? You kill yourself if you what? You pretend that you're a senior. You carry a burden, and you break, man. Do a thing before we know it, you've just God and we find you in a shrine. Okay? Yeah, so there's that thing, eh? Okay? And you see, Abraham obeyed God. You don't see him what? Jazzing with a doctor at Nigeria Hospital that cut in Tasa. You understand? Anyway, he obeyed, went, because he knew the guy he was dealing with. And by the way, he knew that God had said that through Isaac, okay, shall the what? Shall your seed be called, that all the promises God had given Isaac, they're going to be fulfilled through this boy. Okay, so he reasoned, spiritual reasoning. I don't know why Baruch, they don't want to use their heads at times. He reasoned. He was like, this guy, this God is faithful. So he told me, this is the boy through whom the promises are going to come. Now he's telling me to kill him. He's like, that means he has to raise him. Glory be to God. He reasoned. Because he had walked with him for years. He's like, this guy is a promise keeper. Now if he's telling me to kill the promise, to kill the vehicle through which the promise is going to be killed, right? Through which the promise is going to be fulfilled, it means he has to resurrect him. Glory be to God. You see now a guy who has walked with God and he knows the faithfulness of God. Because if this boy dies forever, now how is what? The other promise going to be fulfilled. That it is through him that what? The promises will come to pass. And the guy say, I know this what? This God. Let's go. Isaac, let's go to Gende. Okay? I don't know if he told what Sarah. Okay? There's a debate whether Sarah was told or not. Okay? You see? So if you're saying no, then you're confirming that men are not supposed to say everything. Okay? Andrew was telling me, bad man, some fathers, I think saved fathers, Baruchly fathers are weird. Weird, stupid, everything. Andrew was telling me that one time he drove a guy, of course he didn't know where the guy was going. Okay, anyway, the guy said, like, I'm going somewhere. And so he gives him a ride. Then they get to a place, destination. The guy, you know, they get out. And the guy, what? Goes to the grave, you know, graveyard. Okay? And Andrew, I think, could see the guy and could hear what, you know, with a kid. Apparently, as they drove, you know, the guy is saved, what? Isn't it? He saved guy. But I'm going to his child to the, apparently the mother's grave, okay? And then he tells the kid that, Buza mama wo, mubuze ko, as in, greet your mother. Do you understand? Imagine, now you take your kid here to go and what? Greet the mother. Or the grandmother. No, he is dealing with demons, man. I don't know know which church he was attending, eh? Which told him that you can go to the what? To the graveyard and start to commune with the dead. Now you're getting Bambi, an innocent young girl, in two issues. Innocent girl cut you, what a museum, what? Eh, please don't do it. We know you loved your mother a lot, you miss her. Sorry, man, sorry. We feel you. We what? But please don't do stupid things. Glory be to God. We feel you. Eh? Hey, your father died. Yeah, sorry, man, sorry. But please don't take your kids to what? Hey, don't do that. I'm saying this because the guy who did it was a Mulokole. You say even to Bobby Samuel your feelings. You're my mother, but she was my mother. She was my mother. For me, I have to go and what? Talk to my mother. Okay, you go, but don't get your kids into that what? Stupidity. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Hmm? Those things you do in your family meetings when you go out, up country. Hmm? First of all, you don't have to go. But you're like, but man, my family will, what, but Jakunde can bury the car. And then if I die, who will bury me? You will be dead. You will be dead. You will be dead. In fact, your body burial, if you go to heaven, you'll be in total bliss. You have a body, you're like, we shall meet again at the resurrection. You understand? Then if someone is in hell, you think they care about their body. The Tivanzika. Man, things are bad there. So, I didn't grow up, those things of who bury me. Who bury me? Who bury? Can you imagine who bury me? Well, I don't know if I'm just bad, but for me, if I'm going, if I decide not to do something, that cannot be one of the, that now who bury me? Who bury me? After reading that there's heaven, guys, when they die, they go to heaven. Then you want me to join in your stupidity because if I die, you'll bury me. First of all, these, they're free burials. For your own information. KCC, eh? The places where guys are buried. You know that? Some doesn't know that. Eh? So don't worry, okay? Guys, I think guys die. Where do these like mad chaps Bambi would die? You understand? Eh? Where do you, have you ever seen them on the road? Where they have died from? No. So what happened to them? Hmm? They are taken. Guys bury them. Guys do what? Hey, there's a pastor I met in the week, Pastor Godson. You know him? Okay? In fact, he asked me, how is Teddy, how is your worship leader, what? Okay? Pastor Godson, their church, Bambi, they lost a member in the week, so they went to bury. So he told me, Twagende Okuzika, say Chagwe, somewhere. This place called where there are witch doctors, witchcraft on the house, you know, big time. I was like, Bukunja, say, aha, that one, Bukunja. Okay? There's a saying that what? Tebakunja, Bukunja, Tebakunja, Miti, Bakunja, Bantu, somewhere. And it's so Bukunja, witchcraft. Quest, you know witchcraft? These kids don't know. Okay? And yeah, and it's so witchcraft, Buku, remember, a place called Bukunja. The Americans will ask you about it. So, now they're at the barrio and some man tells them that Momuzike, Momalokuzika, Fetuja Kujatuli. As in a guy, I was like, was a guy like drunk? He said, no, no more chap. The girl was a yeah, Momuzike. After you've what? Buried, For else we shall come and what? And eat. Okay? These are the stories now kids like. Now they are like, man, that service was great. Man, Pastor Moses told us, you know. And, you know, then Pastor Godson said that he remembered in Bible school, grad who tied in, they taught them that as a pastor, you should be one of the last people to leave the what? The grave, you know, eh? After you've made sure that concrete, but it is a what? You have to make sure, man, in Kokoto, that then when you're sure now they can't what? Then those are the things they teach in Bible school. All right. But good stuff, wisdom, man. Because they can chew your church member, man. There's a word called hogging. Remember hog? Hog. Okay. They can hog what? But Hillary has said, but he's already dead. And it's true. But still, they shouldn't what? You shouldn't make it easy for them to hog what? Yeah. Make it hard for what? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Contradictions. Okay, you remember? We talked about the prophetic insovereignty. You know, we had contradictions to this day. Okay? The thing in the church we have, contradictions to what God was. You remember, for those of you here, back then when we did what God had told us to do to one people, man, to flee from Elvis. Eh? All right? People didn't believe you, you understand? Eh? And they what? There was a mass exodus here. Mass exodus. Mass exodus. Those who remain, I think, were wondering, Kativana, you rent, talking about Kulatutia, paying for instruments. Okay? Hallelujah. But God was faithful. And it's true, man, exodus. Okay? Then, one of those days, then I used to tell some apostle guy, you know, somewhere. I used to tell them, but I'm telling the truth. The Elvis thing has messed it up. The guy said, no, I don't believe you. For me, inner witness. For me, in my inner witness, I told the guy, every dream I would get, I would tell that apostle chap. Guy jammed. Then, one day, he sent me a dream. But he's a real apostle, okay? A man of God, get a dreamer. Eh? So one day, he sends me a dream. Okay, which most of you have had. So, in this dream, he dreamt that I had a shop. Okay, it's in some place, a duka. You know, a duka, gokchalo. So I had a shop, and now URA came, and Uganda National Bureau of Standards. They came to check out the shop. Okay. National Bureau of Standards wanted to ascertain, to make sure that I don't have fake products, fake stuff I'm selling. URA wanted to make sure our accounts, finances were in order. So apparently they came. Okay? Now, URA, apparently, in the dream, they were like, very good. Very what? Yeah. Uganda National Bureau of Standards found fake products in my shop. And they were like, we are closing. This thing has to close. Okay? Meanwhile, villagers gather around the place, man. When they get to hear that, a dukali omulokole bagenda kuli galali na fake products, and bichupuli. They were like, what? A mulokole has bichupuli, like it was. What? Okay, Unibus is closing. Okay? But URA who tells them, no, since the money is fine, has in it, then Unibus said, okay, we shall not close. The condition for not closing the show is to get out all the fake products. And if you do that, you're good. Okay? And apparently, in the dream, nothing the dream ended there. Okay? So the guy sends me the dream. I looked at it then when I thought about it, I was like, this is very good. Okay? So anyway, to cut a long story short, that dream was saying, okay, that concerning how we had done the money thing, okay, the money thing in LAT, how we get the money from people, you understand? God was like, very good. All right? God was our very good. Okay? And God was saying that now the people who have exited, okay, actually their exit is good so the church can remain what? Because he's saying that, of course I don't want to use this word, but I have to. It's like they are fake products. You understand? Eh? They know the truth. They are not genuine. Maybe that's the right word. These guys are not genuine. So their exit is actually good for the church. Now, but God, members exiting is good for a church which didn't have its own what? Building. And God said, yes. You understand? Eh? And you know, so then that was the interpretation of the dream. You know? Now, during now that exodus, exiting, okay, Sandra, who was here on Sunday, okay, around that time when man, empty seats all over, you understand, they're just increasing everywhere, Sunday. Sandra gets a dream, okay, which I talked about last Sunday, when people were very few, you know, and she's going to lead the service, and she's like, man, what are we going to do? Okay, then she says she goes down to the reception, okay, and while she's there, she finds what? And then she sees many people seated there. Okay? Seated there. Then anyway, she comes back up to begin leading the service. And as she leads, all of a sudden she sees the people who are down there in the reception come and filled up the entire place. And she, because Sandra was once in worship harvest, okay? So she said that some of the people she saw were from there. Okay? They filled up the place. Now, has that ever... Now, we are talking about 4 years. 4 years. Never happened. You'd have expected at that time God to refill the church. But God is like, for me, in Inengeli, Jengkola, what? Ebintu byange. Mpola mpola. Okay? Alright? Joan's husband is Mtoro. So some old lady gave her advice how to handle a Mtoro man. What did she say? Mpola mpola.
Mpola
mpola. Anyway. So, you know, God, by the way, doesn't get embarrassed. For you think you're getting embarrassed, God is, he's still on the throne. You understand? Itakendera. For you, they're like, umkamanta, sa, okuswala. God, man, God, your name. God is what? Hasazenako, like, eh? 4 years, you guys. 4 years. 4 years. 4 years. Nothing. Okay? Now, after I preached this message last Sunday, okay, Sandra sends me a text. She says that in the week, okay, before the Sunday, on Tuesday, she had had a dream. And in the dream, a certain lady she used to work with, in the dream, that lady came to me with a dream. And then I brought it to church so that we can interpret it. All right? Inter what? Interpret it. Okay? And then, in the dream, I was like, this is exactly the same dream Sandra had in 2018. And in the dream, they were worship, whatever, harvest people. And I'm like, it is the same dream. So I'm saying that in the dream. Okay? Then in the dream, Sandra gets a bit shy and say, but for me now, I thought my dream wasn't from God because it has never been fulfilled. Do you understand? She had it on Tuesday. Okay? Before I talked about the stuff on Sunday. Okay? When I told her, that's when she realized, hey, my dream actually wasn't a random dream. So she sends it to me. So you can see the promise still holds. Glory be to God. That's one of the things I learned from Sandra's dream. You know, a lady she used to work with sends a dream, rather nonsense, but appears in the dream. She gets a dream, and then we bring it here in church, we interpret it, and then I say, okay, this is the same dream Sandra told. And Sandra said, but I thought mine wasn't from God because it had not been fulfilled. Hallelujah. I'm saying all this so that you can set your hope in God. God is faithful. God is what? Hallelujah. Okay? Young kids, quiz. Okay? Them Jimbas, young kids were here. Yeah? That young man. You're among the young kids. Hallelujah. Okay? Isaac, you're among the young kids. Learn these things early, man. So that's what? you become like what? Like this thing. Guys, yeah, me. I'm like. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Now, 4 years. In a sense, he tells Sandra that in church he will come. And I will do it. In my own what? Good time. I've never forgotten. But up until now, I've been faithful. I have kept you on the scene. Without fleecing guys for a dime to pay rent. You understand? I've kept you all the scene. And over the years, I keep coming and telling you, you're doing well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Contradictions. Okay? Isaac gets a son. Rather, Abraham gets a son. Isaac, through whom the promises will be fulfilled. Isaac gets Jacob. God comes to Jacob and tells him, Kati, the promise is through you. That promise, the lineage, because now you're the one. Okay, I'm going to give you this land. Later contradiction, he has to flee from the land of promise. The guy has to take off, man. The brother wants to kill him. Okay, God meets him along the way, and he tells him in Genesis 28:15 that, what does it say? He tells him, behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you up to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Glory be to God. Amen? God is telling you, I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Glory be to God. Amen? John, God will not leave you until he has done what he spoke to you. Glory be to God. Judith, hallelujah. Rachel, Christine, God will not leave you until he has done what he promised you. All of you, hallelujah. Amen? Just learn to go back in the past. Okay? See the goodness of God. Okay? Get your dreams in the promises he told you, and see that God is faithful. He will keep his what? His word. Amen? Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.